Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we come to you each Saturday with victorious testimonies of faith, stories from individuals just like yourself. They've gone through the fire, they've come out the fire, and today they're willing to share their story to help you. I get to do what I love and love what I do, and that is connecting you with real-life people that understand your tears and your pain. I want you to sit back, and I want you to listen. Maybe you can take some notes. Share this show with a friend. You know somebody that has gone through some rough times or they're going through right now. We want them to know that God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for those on this line, he will definitely do it for them too. So encourage them to listen to the show. And if you're going through a rough patch right now yourself, I want you to hang on in there. My brother, my sister, whatever you're dealing with is not too hard for God. You may not be able to feel him or see him, and it may look like he just walked away from you and just left you there, but he is always with you. I want you to know that even in your darkest moments, he's still with you. And guess what? We're still here. We're alive. We're so thankful for being here on today. So today is Saturday. It's a beautiful day outside. I hope you're able to go outside and enjoy the weather. Enjoy the weather. Hey, I want you to connect with us on our social media networks. You can find us on Facebook at Breathe Again Magazine, on Twitter at Breathe Again, and you can also connect with me, Nicole C. Online. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all across the board. Connect with me. I promise not to spam you and inundate you with stuff. I'm just going to give you a little bit of encouragement here and there, a little bit of encouragement. Hey, do you know somebody that has a powerful testimony? Is that you? Go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click share your story, complete that submission form, get that into us, and our team will contact you, get you scheduled on the show, because your story matters. Your story means something. Don't let what you've gone through be in vain. You didn't go through, come out just to sit on it. Somebody needs to hear from you. They need to know that, hey, if Brenda went through and made it, I can make it too. If Tamika went through and made it, I can do it too. If Darlene and Nicole went through, then I know I can do it too. Don't be selfish. Share your story. Share your story. And you know how we do. Before we get into our show, we go into prayer. But I want you to know, don't go away, because we have a powerful story today to tell you. We have three guests today. We have author Tamika Sims. We have an author, Brenda S. I have named her Brenda S. because she's going to pronounce her last name because I chop things up all the time. And network member Darlene Anderson. All three of them are authors. All three of them have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and they're here to share their story. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out. not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen. That is Darlene Check in Israel and New Breed. Love that prayer because it really sets the atmosphere. And that's my prayer. I don't want my life to just look good and posts and pictures and things of that nature. I want it to be good. And each day we get to wake up, we should live our lives as a thank you. So that is my prayer. I hope you it blessed you because it blesses me each week. So let's get right into the show. Today I have my first guest is Tamika Smith Sims. Now, she's an award-winning author, speaker, writing coach, builder, and dynamic influencer. Tamika is living proof that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. She's a true survivor. Tamika is founder and creator of the Self-Assured Woman Movement. As a writing coach, Tamika says her mission is to empower others to share their story with the world, equipped with accountability, self-awareness, and guided instruction. Tamika survived a physically, sexually, and emotionally abusive relationship of 8 years. It was her passion to see others rescued from the pain of abuse that led to the release of her debut novel, The Plus Factor. Welcome to the show, Tamika.
Hi there, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Tamika, I read a little bit bio-wise who you were. How would you describe to the listener who exactly is Tamika Sims?
Oh, my gosh. I am a woman that's passionate about women. I'm passionate about women's empowerment. I'm passionate about my work with writers. I believe very strongly in the power of telling your story because it can cause transformation in the lives of others. And I also very highly value transparency. So if I had to, describe myself to the listeners, that's what I would say. A few of the words that I would use anyway.
Amen, amen. Did you always know that you would be a writer or you'd be coaching women and women and men
no.
in writing their stories?
No, not at all. I actually, well, let me just say this. Writing has always been a passion of mine ever since I was a little girl, and I know that that sounds cliche a little bit, but it's really true. I've always loved reading books and things of that nature, but when I entered into that abusive relationship, that passion that I had since a little girl was pushed to the wayside. It lied dormant in me from the time that he and I were together. And it wasn't until after that relationship was ended that I rediscovered that passion, and it led me to the place that I am today.
Tamika, so many people are involved in abusive relationships, but what is surprising that a lot of people don't know that they're in an abusive relationship. What are the signs of being in an abusive relationship? Because it's not always someone putting their hands on you. So what are some of the signs? Yeah.
This is the one thing that I like to say, Nicole, to sort of preface the signs from my perspective is that we have to always remember that violence does not begin with the fist. Violence begins with the mouth, right? It begins with the mouth. And so because of that, it is oftentimes hidden behind the context of love, which is the reason why it, you know, causes so many women and men that are victims to wake up after the fact or almost when it's too late. But some of the warning signs are first, and this is primary, is anybody that grew up in a home where violence was the norm, because 9 times out of 10, if that person did not receive any counseling, whether as a child or as an adult, they are going to repeat the cycle. So the point that I want to make here before I move on is that we have to know our partners' histories. We need to know their past. We need to know their families, because that sort of lets us know what we are about to get ourselves into. Because again, if violence was the norm in the household, that's all they know, and they're going to repeat that in the relationships. So that's first. Anybody that talks down to you, belittles you, makes you feel less than, does not speak to your self-esteem in a positive manner, that's also a red flag. Anybody that tries to change you, if they tell you, I don't like it when you wear that pink shirt, I don't like it when you wear your hair long, I think you should cut it, or, you know, giving you a cell phone so that they can keep tabs on you, so to speak, those are all warning signs. But again, the confusing part for victims is that it's disguised behind the context of love. So, I love you, honey. I love it when we spend time together. I don't like it when you go out with your friends and your family. You know, and so for a woman or a teenage girl for that matter, we may say, oh, well, he's paying attention. He wants to spend more time with me, not realizing that what he's doing is slowly isolating you from your support network. So when the abuse, the physical abuse is entered into in the relationship, it's after she has already endured many years of emotional abuse. So those would be some of my really quick warning signs, some things to pay attention to, and there are many others. But those are some of the red flags that I wish I had paid attention to in the beginning of my relationship.
And what was the shift for you, Tamika? When did you realize, okay, this is out of hand, I need to get away from this, and I need to start over?
This is when the shift happened in my relationship. I was working at a domestic violence program when I was in that relationship with him. And if you read my story, you know that. But if you don't know that about me, then that's one of those alarming facts. And I didn't really think about it, Nicole, until I was the community outreach person. I was the educator talking to people about, you know, advocating on behalf of victims of domestic violence and their children. That was my job. But I never saw what he was doing to me as domestic violence, which is interesting. But he said something to me after going to an engagement with me. He said, I just want you to know that I'm really not trying to isolate you from your friends and your family. I know what you just said in that workshop. And, you know, I want you to know that I think I can do a better job of managing your money. And he just made little comments like that. And then it struck me in a different place. And I said, well, wait a minute. Because if he knows and can recognize those signs in and of himself, that's when it really became real for me that I was in an abusive relationship.
And what was your out? Did you just leave? Did you just break up? Because sometimes
No. It's
not as easy as walking away.
Exactly. That wasn't easy for me at all. That's why we dated for almost 10 years, even while I was employed at this program. So my out for me was a physical, the last physical incident that I endured. It was a beating that lasted several hours well into the night. And it was during that night that there was this particular look of rage in his eyes that told me that either I was going to make it out of that alive that night or I wasn't. But if I was, I knew that God had a special purpose for me. And that was it. After that physical abuse incident, and then a week later, I was made aware of an intended murder-suicide attempt where he had called all of his friends and family, had said that he was going to kill himself and then come and kill me. And that was really my last straw. I've never looked back. I've never gone back. I don't judge women that do because I understand the cycle. But I never went back for me, and I never have. I've never wanted to. I'm glad that I have my life. I'm glad that I'm able to share my experience today. But it's something that I never want to put myself into again.
Well, kudos to you for getting out.
Thank you.
God bless you for the work. Yeah, and for the work that you're doing, and for sharing your story. Tamika, talk to me a little bit about the self-assured woman movement.
That is my pride and joy. Well, next to my son,
I can
anyway.
Hear it in your voice.
But self-assured woman was created in October of 2015, so we've been in existence for a little over 18 months. And I really wanted to just create a place for women who had once been like me, a woman who did not understand the value and the esteem that she carried, a woman who really did not understand her sense of self and her worth. And I had been that woman at one point in my life. And when I was going through my situation, there was no self-assured woman movement. There was women doing empowering things, but there was nothing specifically designed to help a woman get back to her. And so that is the reason that Self-Assured Woman was born, is because I wanted a specific place where I could pour into women out of my personal experience, out of my testimonies, using my life as an example of how they can come from a place and get to where they ultimately want to be. And I'm so blessed that there are over 1,300 women that have aligned themselves with that message, that it has resonated with them, where they have, you know, some are still sort of quiet because they've been there. I'm glad that there are women in there from all walks of life. Women that are professional, women that still work a job, women that are entrepreneurs, women that may still be in an unhealthy relationship, but they're getting the encouragement and the strength that they need from their sisters to again, love themselves again.
I love it, love it, love it. And if someone wanted more information about the movement, where would they go?
So we are currently housed virtually on Facebook, so we're a virtual community. So if they just wanted to type in Self-Assured Woman into their Facebook search engine, or, you know, they can send me a private message, and I'm happy to answer that on Facebook, answer those questions on Facebook. But just type in Self-Assured Woman in your Facebook search engine and just submit a request to join.
Awesome.
Just that easy. Takes 2 seconds.
2 seconds, y'all. 2 seconds. Self-Assured Woman movement. There you go. Tamika, talk to me about your debut novel, The Plus Factor.
Yes. So The Plus Factor is my baby. It was the first literary work I did once I came out of my relationship, and in fact, it is my testimony of my experience with him. My abuser was a deacon in the church. So I came strictly from a space of really wanting to be a voice for victims that hide in the church, because I was one of those women for almost 10 years. He and I were in the church, but because we kept our relationship private and a secret, no one ever knew that we were dating. And I did well to hide behind the church mask on Sunday morning, you know? And so I never let on that there were problems. I never let on that there were issues or there were concerns. And so I took all of that experience with him and I poured it into a book. And not only is it my testimony, it's also a small resource guide for people that know victims or victims themselves to gain help and the support that they need. It's a small reader's guide. There are questions in the back if you were interested in, you know, using it for a book club or something to that effect. There are questions to guide that conversation. So that's really what it is. It was my need for healing. Once I had gone through counseling, I needed continual healing, and so I decided to write it because I believe that writing is a healing creative art, and it most certainly did that for me, and I have enjoyed incredible success as a result of releasing it. So very excited about the journey that has put me on.
Awesome. And how can the listeners purchase the book?
Thank you. So it is available for purchase on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of your favorite online retailers. But they can find it in ebook, paperback, or hardcover formats, whichever suits their fancy. And just go on and check it out. There are lots of reading reviews that have been left about it if they're interested. There's a free preview that's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, so they can definitely check, you know, try before they buy if they're interested in doing that. But it's, you know, it's a transformational work. I've had experience or comments and reviews left by both men and women. I know the impact, and it will definitely help you to understand the life inside of an abusive relationship and also help you to understand the mind of a victim as well as the mind of an abuser.
Wonderful. Kudos to you. Congratulations
thank
on
you.
All your work
thank
and,
you.
And what you're doing. And thank you so much for stopping by the show today, Tamika. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nicole.
And if they want to learn more about you personally, what is your website address?
So my website is www.inkpendiva.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. God bless you, Tamika. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Nicole. You too.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to jump right into our second segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listeners, I know you were blessed by Tamika. Go out there and check her out. That's www.inkpendiva.com, inkpendiva.com. Pick up her book. Go on Amazon. Search for The Plus Factor and bless somebody with it. If you don't want to read it and it's not for you, then pass it on to somebody else. Somebody else needs to read it. So let's support one another. The Ink Pen Diva.com, inkpendiva.com. All right, we're going to jump right into our second segment. Remember, I gave my second segment a rap name. So she is Brenda S. She is twice divorced and a single mother of three children. Bitterness, guilt, shame, and unforgiveness were all killing her slowly. She's a survivor of many unfortunate events. Brenda is willing and ready to help you give birth to your goals, dreams, or desires with her new book, Learning to Love the Hard Way, Chronicles of a Fatherless Daughter. Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pronounce that last name, Brenda.
Sissoko.
All right. You don't mind that I gave you a name, right?
I do not.
Okay. I don't want to offend anyone. So, Brenda, how would you describe yourself to the listeners?
I would describe myself as a go-getter. I am the person that if you tell me I can't, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I like to push the cards. I like to go right to the edge because I believe that greatness definitely lives inside of me, and sometimes I just push myself. So as passionate as I am about my own life, I'm definitely passionate about the lives of other mothers.
Wonderful, wonderful. Brenda, congratulations on your new book. Talk to me about the book and what inspired you to write it.
Well, this book has been in the making for many years. I am definitely a person who loves to journal and have been doing so since I was a child. So I knew at a very young age that this is something I wanted to do. However, I wasn't sure of the timing. And once I got to a place where I felt that I had healed all of those pieces that were still tender inside, I knew that this was something that would resonate with other people. And I just knew that this is a story that is so common, but a lot of people don't like to talk about it. And I was willing to be that person to do that.
And what is that story? Talk
the
to us
story
about
is
the book.
Being a fatherless daughter. So growing up, I knew who my father was up until the age of five. And after that, he just disappeared. I had no more relationship with him. So it's based on a journey of trying to figure out why wasn't I important enough to stay around and to nurture, and then ultimately going through a series of unfortunate events that led to a place where I had to really understand that I'm already whole. I have everything I need, and just getting to the other side with a little scrapes and bruises, but still being okay.
So what are some of those things that you had to deal with? What are some of those unfortunate events that you encountered, you crossed over? Because so many people are dealing with issues of being fatherless daughters and fatherless sons. So if you could help someone right now, what are some of the hurdles that you had to jump over?
So I would say as a young person, just not quite understanding why most of my friends and I didn't, and I never thought to ask the question as a youngster. I never thought to say, well, hey, where's my daddy? He used to be here. I never asked those questions. Growing up, always being the overweight kid, so you have that component. Not having a father there to reinforce that you still are beautiful, that you still are worthy, that you still are the apple of his eye. I didn't have that. So as I got older, you start to grasp at the wrong things that will give you that validation because you're not quite sure what that validation should be. Moving into, as a youngster, I was a gifted kid. So I was a pretty smart kid. So, you know, the question was, how do you go from that to graduating high school 9 months pregnant? Something had to have happened. So going from that into relationship, being married at 18, divorced by 25, remarried and marrying the second person after 10 days of meeting him because you're still looking. You're still wanting. You're just not quite whole. You're looking externally for all the things that you didn't get as a youngster to tell you who you are. So going through two marriages, two divorces, three children's fathers, all of these things. And then on top of that, being the sole provider for your family because you have this inner desire to be everything and anything to everyone is all a recipe for disaster. So
yes,
those
it.
Are the challenges that that I went through.
Yeah. So, Brenda, what was your rock bottom moment? What was the moment where you said, I need to work on Brenda and I need to get Brenda straight before I move on?
Thank you for asking that. It was a big rock bottom moment. As I stated, being a doer, wanting to make sure that everybody else is taken care of instead of myself, I moved a lot. My family calls me a gypsy because I will pick up and pack up my children in a heartbeat and move to wherever I felt like I wanted to go from coast to coast. And when you have that small voice in the back of your head of God tapping you on the shoulder to saying, hey, you're doing a little too much. And you're like, I know, but when I get to this point, it'll be okay. And he's like, okay. Those moments of him tapping me on my shoulder and me telling him, wait a minute, I have to do this first. You know what? I'm going to have to take away your ability to walk in order to get your attention. So, and he did that. One morning, I woke up, a day like any other day, stepped out of bed and could no longer walk. No longer walk. So that set into motion the process of me having to have three major surgeries on my ankle in 1 year. And a person who is just used to doing, just to mask and not deal with things that need to be dealt with, I had a lot of time on my hand to figure out
Absolutely. How
am I going to get myself out of this mess because the internal manifestations that were going on had gotten to a point where now we have this physical thing. And if I can't get your attention, Brenda, by tapping you on the shoulder, guess what? I'm going to take away your ability to do anything for you. So that was my moment where I had no choice but to go within and to figure this thing out. And I had a lot of
Wow, well,
that.
Yes, he will get our attention and sit us down somewhere.
Yes,
since you
did.
Want to keep running, okay, I'm going to sit you down.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Very
literally.
Interesting. Well, kudos. Yes, kudos to you, Brenda, for the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for your transparency, for being willing to share
you.
That, yes, I've gone through, I've come out, but I'm willing to share my bumps and my bruises with you to help you come out too. That I'm telling you that God is pleased with that. I believe God is pleased with that. So, Brenda, how can the listeners purchase your book?
Well, they can visit my website, which is www.favored, as in favored by Christ, favoredby1one.com. And once you log on there, you will see the book and where to purchase it. So two birds with one stone, purchase the book and visit my website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, congratulations. Much success to you, my sister, and you have a blessed day.
You.
Thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, you were listening to Brenda S., and so we're going to go right into our third segment with Darlene Anderson. Now, Darlene is the president and CEO of Utopia Network Incorporated, a New York City community-based nonprofit organization that offers a wide range of services to the greater communities. She's also the author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Good morning, Nicole.
You are more than welcome. Darlene, talk to me a little bit about who you are. Tell the listeners how you would describe Darlene.
What pleasure. I just want to say good morning to our listeners as well. Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful day. I'm loving this Saturday in New York. Who Darlene is, I'm a servant of the Lord. I would categorize myself as being very resilient, having stories of tears to success, as many of us do, a warrior, and I guess, you know, a downright urban girl, so serious about uplifting my community and helping others advance.
Yeah, and you've done a lot of work in the community. Talk to me a little bit about what exactly you do within New York.
It would be my pleasure. So to tell you that, I just have to tell you quickly, my for-profit organization is Darlene's Utopia. It is an empowerment-based organization. We are actually based out here in New York, and I do a lot of work with individuals and collectives, businesses, schools, helping them elevate to their highest level of potential. And that is exhibited through conferences, through online social media. I also have a radio show. And a gentleman had been following me for some time, and he looked at me and said, you know, Darlene, I think that your organization is geared more towards nonprofit management, and I would love for you to come aboard our organization. This is totally a blessing from God. He said, we were considering dissolving it. When you pray for something, it will come to you, because 2 weeks prior I said, Jesus, you know, I want to have a nonprofit organization, but I'm doing too much. I don't know how to start it. I can't really take the time to do it. And this gentleman comes 2 weeks later answering that prayer and says, I was thinking about dissolving this nonprofit and moving to Milwaukee. But God showed me what you do, and I've been speaking to the board. We want you to come aboard as a CEO and revamp it, change the mission, do whatever you want to do as long as it's to service the community. And that is what I did. Utopia Network, Inc. was birthed from that conversation. And Utopia Network, Inc. is also based in New York City, but we're serving the greater New York, and we provide services through advocacy and linkage and education. So we look at what you need. If it's health insurance, if it's housing referrals, we don't guarantee housing, but we help to find resources, vocational services, educational services. We provide linkage through workshops. We find out what your need is, and we try to coordinate that and advocate for positive outcomes.
Awesome. And, Darlene, you have a yearly conference that you do, Making of a Mogul, is that correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Talk
so the Making
that.
Of Moguls, it is a product of Darlene's Utopia, and it is where we've been doing it for a couple of years. Darlene's Utopia has a couple of products and services, and again, that is my own consulting company. We have the Making of Moguls. We have the Power Zone with DU, which is a radio show. We're on hiatus, returning in August. We have DU's Conversation Series, which is a relationship forum specific for people that are dating, married, or just want more information about relationships. So the Making of Moguls is a conference that was birthed out of a good friend of mine, Alicia Goodrich, who is based here in New York. She and I just going through the trenches, which most entrepreneurs can relate about. That stuff that you don't show online, nobody sees. That hardcore, I only have like an ounce of gas and I need to get to this conference. I only have a one-way Metro card and I need to get to this appointment. all of those things that we struggle with that people don't see, but it makes us a mogul. And my book, Not Without a Fight, was actually birthed out of all of those hardships of entrepreneurship, like you talked about in the beginning. Tell your story for somebody else's success and blessings. We all struggle. So the Making of Moguls talks about that, but we also take components as it relates to finances, social media, public speaking, all of those things to help individuals advance in their business, regardless of what stage they're at.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, Darlene, you are a part of the Breathe Again Business Network that we are relaunching. Talk to me about why you joined the Breathe Again Business Network.
Amen. It would be my pleasure. Well, first, I love you. I want to let the listeners know we first met. I met Nicole a couple of years ago at the Inner Me Conference by my brother and my business partner, Dr. Oliver T. Reed. Yes, I love Dr. Oliver T. Reed, who has been a return presenter for the Making of Moguls every year since we initiated it. He's awesome. But as our users, I met so many amazing people there. It's power in networking. It's power in looking outside of your own state, outside of your own country, for that matter. You have to stretch yourself. So when I met you, I said, I definitely, outside you being an amazing woman of God, just to connect with you on other levels to explore and kind of make a reciprocal relationship. So that's what attracted me to joining the network.
Awesome, awesome. What's coming up, Darlene? And thank you for being a network member. I appreciate that so very much. And listeners, if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, author, speaker, join the network. You can go to breatheagainbusinessnetwork.com. You can sign up and collaborate with other like-minded individuals just like yourself. We are relaunching and putting things in place, but I just really believe, such as yourself, Darlene, that there is power in unity. We can do so much more together than by ourselves. And sometimes we want to be also on an island and want to be the first person to do this and do it all alone, but we need one another. We really do need one another. Darlene, what's coming up? What's coming up? What's going on with you in the future? What can we look forward to?
Thank you. So many people have been asking. I haven't been on hiatus, but we kind of have been on hiatus. I've been preparing a lot. This is the season of preparation. God is calling for leaders to take more time for self-inventory before we go out and do more work for the masses. So he has actually called me to go back to school. I said I would never go back for my master's because I thought I had the gift of gab. And as long as I was in social services, I didn't need my master's, my bachelor's suffice. I was not going back for a master's in business or social work. So I said, no, you're not. You're going back for your master's in divinity. So actually, registered to go back for my master's in divinity. I'll be taking time out for that. In the interim of that, I'll be doing a lot of work around my book, Not Without a Fight, going out, doing speaking engagements. I am available if someone is interested in me coming to their church home, their school. They can find us at darlenesutopia.com. I'll be doing that in addition to some workshops for our nonprofit, and we're preparing a gala for 2018. So that is the concentration, but the primary concentration will be returning back to school for that Divinity Masters.
Amen, amen. Awesome sauce. That is good stuff, Darlene, good stuff. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. How can the listeners reach out to you? How can they purchase the book, Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost?
They can either shop via our website if they're interested in an autographed copy. They can go to Darlene's Utopia, and we will ship out an autographed copy to them. If they're interested in just a general hard copy or an e-copy, they can go to Amazon, just plug in Not Without a Fight, Darlene A. Anderson, and they can purchase their book there. We're also on Barnes & Nobles, or you can request it at your local libraries as well.
Awesome. And that is darlingsutopia.org or .com?
.com.
Awesome, awesome.
And then we're
also all right,
on
listeners.
Facebook, Nicole.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
You're
we're also
on Facebook?
On Facebook? Yes, Darlene's Utopia and Utopia Network, Inc. at Facebook.
Wonderful, wonderful. Kudos to you. Much success to you always. My sister, love you much. Love you much.
Same here. God bless.
God bless you. All right, listeners, that has been our show for today. Again, I know you were blessed by all three of my guests. Go out there and connect with Tamika Sims, inkpendiva.com. Go out there, connect with Brenda S., favoredbyone.com, that's spelled out, favoredbyone.com, and go out there to darlingsutopia.com as well and connect with all three of them. Again, we could do more together than apart. Let's support one another. We're all authors. We're all out here speaking. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it really to uplift and glorify God because he's done so much for us. So give him the glory and the honor. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy this day. I got a lot of yard work to do. We won't be here next week because my baby is graduating, and so I won't be on the call next week, won't be doing the show next week, but I will see you the following week, and I believe that is the 17th. So to God be the glory for great things that he's done, doing, and going to do. You guys have a fabulous weekend. Y'all know I never, ever say goodbye, but until next time, y'all be blessed, okay?